A word for you from Proverbs chapter 19 verse 20. Listen to advice and accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom in the future. How little this is observed. How few there are that are willing to sincerely listen to advice. You see, when you're listening, you keep quiet because you're listening to someone else's wisdom. You're not trying to proffer your own because you see yourself in need of advice. And it says you accept instruction. If you just listen without accepting instruction, of course it means here godly advice, and therefore you can accept that instruction. If you're not willing to do that, well, it's no use even listening. So many there are who regularly attend church, who listen to sermons, perhaps even on radio. But they listen but do not accept instruction. Their lives never change. Of course, the greatest advice is found right here in the Word of God. This is the book of ultimate advice. It is God's own advice, not just human wisdom. Yes, there are those who are wise in this world, but it is the Word of God that is ultimately which will decide our fate, and so we should listen to it. For example, here I'm reading from the book of Proverbs. Why not take the book of Proverbs for yourself and regularly look at it? Read perhaps even if it's one a day. And there are so many other parts of the Bible, advice from the mouth of God. Paul says that every word of God in the Word, the Bible, is inspired by him, and it is good for instruction. It separates us from sin. And then it says the ultimate conclusion then of the person who listens to advice and accepts instruction is that you may gain wisdom in the future. Don't you want your life to turn out in a good way? Don't you want prosperity, blessing? I'm not just speaking of human riches. Although if you had to listen to proper advice, you would avoid these get-rich-quickly schemes. You would avoid these very shady ways of making money. And you would rather seek the advice of those who can truly help you for the future. Now turn to the Word of God. Turn to God. Why not ask Him for wisdom, as we read in the book of James?